the Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Tennessee denied tonight in Neyland Stadium. Trying to get that elusive first win in conference play, the Vols fall tonight 24-20 in a game that can only be described as par for the course. Tony Basilio, welcome you to another edition of your Smart Way Dalton Behring Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, the place where you, and I mean you, become my fellow broadcaster. You are the star tonight on the Smart Way Dalton Behring Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, as I guess you can't make it up. What we're going to do guest-wise tonight is Bino's going to lead things off, Cinco's going second, Colquitt's going third, and if you're an irregular, regular contributor and you want to get on with me tonight, we'll do that as well. So, lots to get to. It'll be Bino, Cinco, followed by Jerry Colquitt, and tonight Arkansas went big on the Vols. Tennessee had a 14-0 lead. Arkansas went big, and Tennessee went home. That was a theme tonight. And you know what? When you can't throw the football, you're not going to beat people. And so now, what you've got to do, if you're this staff, is figure out how you're going to get to a bowl game. Butch Jones, I mean, we could beat on him all night, right? I don't feel like it. I don't know. I almost feel sorry for him. You realize he lost to a coach tonight that faked a field goal in a four-point game that was essentially a point-after attempt? And thank God the 3 points that Arkansas got before the half were not the definitive 3 points in the game. In other words, thank God it didn't come down to that for the Vols. I mean, we've got so many holes on our team right now. Just fragile psyches aside, and how fragile everybody is right now, Mark Jones and that Rod Gilmore, those damn guys embarrassed themselves. And if anybody knows them, play this for them. This will be podcasted. This will be up online. You damn guys, shut the hell up about this fan base. You don't know a damn thing about this place. Shut up, both of you idiots. Let me tell you something. We turned out 100,000 strong tonight, probably 90-something thousand strong, and it was a deluge today. It was a deluge. Instead of walking to the Vol Walk, I'm surprised they didn't take a canoe down whatever we're calling that road right now. Is that the T. Martin overpass? What do we call that road? The T. Martin overpass? What is that road where the Vol Walk is? That's the T. Martin overpass, isn't it? Isn't that what we call that? Oh, that's Peyton Manning Pass. I'm sorry. Where's T. Martin's overpass? I don't know. By the time I'm done here broadcasting, they're going to name like a cul-de-sac after me somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I give Butch Jones credit because he finds ways to give his opponent points. Tonight, Brett Bielema, though, you got to go some to out-Butch Butch. Man, Tennessee just couldn't make them pay for that. 9 times out of 10, if you do that in a football game, you will lose the game, what Bielema did tonight. And that is a fireable offense, what Bielema did tonight. I hate stupidity. Even when it's on the other team, I hate stupidity. Butch Jones tonight, you got a guy in Josh Dobbs who literally cannot throw the ball downfield. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. That's fine. So you manage around it, right? That's what you do. You manage around it. And we all know that. We all accept his limitations. And he was beat up after the Florida game last week. By the way, did I tell you Florida's in first place in the league? Did I tell you that? They're in first place in the East now. Things that piss me off, number two. So now we've got Mark Jones and that clown that was next to him tonight, who did Butch Jones's bidding, saying that coaches from all over the country were calling him and telling him that he managed the game right last week against Florida. Come on, man! To quote Chris Carter, you guys embarrassed yourselves tonight. You embarrassed yourselves. Boy, that was an all-time bad event, wasn't it? Oh. Oh, Tennessee. Why you want to go and break my heart like that? Vols fall 24-20 tonight in Neyland Stadium. We'll have all the updates for you on Twitter, all of Butch Jones's cliches. He'll be breaking it down later, no doubt. The Wolves are really going to be howling now. And look, it's not all his fault. It's just not. And he's really tried. You know? He's trying. I give the guy credit. He's trying. You have a quarterback that can throw. What are you going to do? And they refuse to run the ball in the middle of the field with the big man, with one. So what are you going to do? And Arkansas tonight, Brett Bielema now literally past the one-third mark of his third season, picks his first win up on the road in this league. And his second road win up ever as Arkansas's head coach. Is that a damn embarrassment? As I welcome Russell Smith in from KnoxTalkRadio.com. Dubsy, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. I've lost my capacity to even be outraged. It was kind of, it's just mildly disappointing at this point. It's so predictable. Tennessee just got it handed to him right now, tonight. The score really isn't indicative of the level of an ass-kicking they received. Over 500 yards of total offense you gave up. Really, if not up for, you know, a kick return and a lucky field goal that bounced off the uprights, it's a 24-10, just thorough dismantling, beat down on your home field.
Tennessee tonight, in Butch Jones' third year, gives up 494 yards. They had to adjust it because the quarterback ran around.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he ran back for 20 yards there to kill the clock.
They held him under 500. That's progress.
Hey, it's a brick. 275 rushing yards in our building. We rushed for 133. And as Jerry Glanville said earlier, it's not only that, it's just the amount of rushes. And tonight, when you look at the amount of rushes, they ran the ball between their two running backs 41 times on the road. When you do that, you're going to win football games. Even when you have uneven quarterback play, when they did, they had a guy that's 11 of 24 with 119, 219. He's not a world beater. And Tennessee is now staring down the barrel of an October nightmare. That's what this is. If they could have stolen this game tonight, Russell, and Bielema, how about Bielema's lack of respect for Butch Jones and faking
that
field
goal? Well,
why
would you? Well, you think Tennessee's going to drive 90 yards on you? Absolutely not. I mean, it was a dumb move, but it didn't hurt in the end. And he got the ball right back and was able to keep on driving. I mean, he was in complete control of that ball game. He knew it. He knew Butch didn't have the stones to pull off.
That's not good. Let's be fair. Let's be fair to Butch Jones. Last week's game's a game they should have won. Oklahoma game's a game
they should have won.
Tonight's not a game they should have won.
What?
Tonight you got killed.
You're a 7-point favorite.
You got killed. I don't care what Vegas says. In retrospect, here's the deal.
They lost to Toledo.
Here's the deal on tonight's game. And I just want to be fair to the coach, okay?
All right.
If you look at tonight's game and you look at what they did, okay, you got a middle linebacker out there that's struggling, okay? They have a 12 personnel that they're running on their running plays, and it worked all night. One back with two tight ends, and their tight ends basically blocked, and the linebackers could not get off those blocks, and it happened all night long. And on that first scoring drive for Arkansas, when they figured that out, they went with it. Now, I'll say this for Butch Jones and his staff. They do not adjust.
No.
Chiropractors, they are not. There will be no adjusting by him. And he even says it. He's proud of it. And for Josh Dobbs, there is no audibilizing. Now, why they're trying to throw that ball at the end of the game down the field on that fourth down, that's all-time stupid. Yeah. And are we ready? Are we done with third down for what? Can we get back to playing damn football here and cut this nonsense out? Can this guy cut this high school crap out? I'm going to pick up for him a little bit tonight because people want to kill him. But enough is enough of that BS.
We had enough. After the Oklahoma
enough
game,
gimmicks.
It was analytics. Last week it was the chart. What moronic BS
they
nonsense
got killed tonight.
Is he going to come out with today? You know he's about he's about to say something stupid.
No, he's not.
He is about to say something completely idiotic.
No, he's not.
Absolutely.
Let's give the guy a break.
Here it comes.
Smartway Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. The number is 865-200-5402. If a number ever becomes available, a line ever becomes available, you're invited to get in with us tonight. On a night where Hurd in his own building rushes for 4.7 yards per carry, 19 carries, 90 yards, they refuse to feed him and use him properly. They did some things well, I thought, tonight offensively. We're still having too many drops. Preston Williams had a tough night. His fumble was really a pivotal key play in the first half of the game, and then he had a bad drop in the second half as well. I'm not going to pick on him. You got to let your kids play. You got to let them grow up, but at some point you got to start winning football games. I'm bringing Bino in here, my partner in crime for over, 15 years now. Bino, we keep saying together, we've said it on the air before, this is the bottom, this is the bottom, this is the bottom, this, Bino, this might be the bottom tonight, buddy.
Tony, I think that this is the big gulf. I don't think there is a bottom. I'm not sure you can find the bottom.
But we all agree that the bottom, I mean, we're a program, obviously, under Butch Jones, and I give him his staff credit. We're a program on the rise. The team is a lot better. They're a lot more physically equipped to do the job. He's just snake-bitten, Bino. I've never seen a guy argue for more time before the end of a first half in my 40-plus years of watching football at all levels. I've never seen a guy argue for more time, and then that team that they're playing against uses the time he got put back on the clock to go down the field and score when he knows his quarterback can't throw it in the ocean. What are they doing, Bino? What was he doing?
Well, Tony, I think it's been established that he's not a great game manager. You know, early returns are that he's a Cadillac recruiter and a Hugo coach. No, but I know in the age of multi-million dollar coaches that, you know, we're not supposed to criticize the players. All the criticism is supposed to go toward the coach. And this team's not being developed and the pieces aren't being used right. But tonight I thought we had more issues on the field than we did from the sideline for the most part. So, you know, it's missed opportunities and, I just never dreamed that we would be one game short of the midpoint of the season, and it would already be spiraling out of control, staring at a very real possibility of going 0 for October and entering November 2-6. I just didn't. That wasn't even in the most remote spots in my mind. I just didn't think. We talked entering the season that the next step was to begin to win games of consequence and to defend your home field. And five games in, we're 0-3 in the former and 0-2 in the latter. So, and you've already mentioned Bielema got his first road win tonight and also won the first game that he's won at Arkansas that was a one score affair. So as usual, we launch new things for people. It looks like we've turned McElwain into the Mark Richt too. So that's what we do right now in our program.
That's incredible. Florida is atop the East right now, and they beat the living hell out of a great Ole Miss team. Somebody tell me what I'm missing. Oklahoma today, who we had on the ropes, looked like world beaters against West Virginia, and we literally had them on the ropes. What it shows you is, because tonight's game, you're right, Russell one to blame Butch Jones, and I'm with you. I don't think tonight's on Butch Jones. I think we got thoroughly whipped in tonight's football game, and we can't throw the ball downfield. And when you get thoroughly whipped and you can't throw the ball downfield, you're not going to beat a lot of people. You're just not. I mean, you can have the best coordinators in the world. Our defense wasn't taking proper angles out there. I don't know what was going on defensively. Guys that generally make plays were overrunning balls. Todd Kelly had a kind of a rough night. The kid we have at middle linebacker was out of position all night, and they got to let him play. They got to let him learn. They've got to let him learn.
I got to say, I'm glad that Southern hospitality is alive and well. I thought it was mighty nice of Tennessee's 11 defenders to escort Collins into the end zone comfortably on that one run in the second quarter. I mean, that was very nice of them.
And so it'd be really easy to just crush Butch Jones. And believe me, I think he's a horrible game manager. In fact, I'm thinking the Phillies are going to name him manager in 2016 when we get done with him, because we're on the verge of losing 100 games. And I think Butch could do that there. I really do. After watching him, I've been told that if you're a good coach, you can coach anything. So obviously, you could mismanage anything too. We're going to be on a long time tonight. Let's get as many people in as we possibly can. I want to thank my friends at Smartway, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics. Also tonight we'll hear from First Mortgage Lenders. Also tonight we will hear from Tennessee Sports Medicine Group. And look, here's my message on the season. We still have Georgia. We have Alabama. I'm going to have a listener watch party at Cassie's for the Alabama game. And damn it, we're going to get together as a family. We're not going to let this affect how we enjoy this. This is a part of our lives. And those two clowns on ESPN tonight, those two clowns are complete idiots. They're an embarrassment. They're an embarrassment to call the fans out and say, where are the fans? And they were so hard on Butch Jones this week. Don't they know what they have? First of all, we know what we have. You're not be us and us. This ain't VolQuest. Okay? That's part one. Don't give me that crap. I know what I'm looking at. I know what I'm looking at. That's part one. Part two, when people fill the building the way they fill the building after heartbreaking losses to Oklahoma and to Florida, the way they filled that building tonight, when it literally rained 3 inches today, and those two cowards up there in that air-conditioned booth, those two cowards want to sit there and rip our fan base? The hell with you two idiots.
Hey, Tony, it's 17 years. This is from Reed Kieringer, Football Time in Tennessee. It's 17 years under Philip Fulmer. The Vols blew a two-possession lead 6 times. Butch Jones has blown a two-possession lead 3 times in 4 weeks.
How many?
In 17 years under Fulmer, Tennessee blew a two-possession lead 6 times. Butch has blown 3 in 4 weeks.
Bean, are you worried about this right now, where it goes from here, and then we'll go to the phones?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. I told you I thought that this was the crossroads game. I thought if we won this game, we would find a way to – I thought we would have a puncher's chance against Georgia, find a way to win at Lexington, and sweep November. And finish with 8 wins. Now, I think they'll be really lucky if they're not home for the holidays.
Which is nearly impossible to have that kind of talent we have and be home for the holidays. Back to the phones or to the phones, depending on your perspective. We got a long time tonight. Tennessee loses 24-20. The Vols somehow have 2-3 next to their name. And Brett Bielema, seeing is believing. How do you only have one road win, and coming into tonight you had no road wins, none, zero, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, zero road wins in 2 years plus a third of a season because you mismanaged football games like that. Bino, we let that jackass up tonight. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen, what he did there.
Well, if we did that, Tony, it would lose football games
yep.
for us. But the only thing that I'll say in his defense is, he knew good and well that we weren't going to drive the football and score. I think he'd rather have a 4-point lead and us be at our 11 than to have a 7-point lead and kick off, because that was the only way we were going to score late in that football game.
God, that's a great thought on your part. Still a horrible call, though. Still horrible.
Oh, I agree.
It's horrible football. Back to the phones we go.
But you're right. It was disrespect.
Disrespect.
It was disrespect to our offense and to our coaching staff. more than it was just a brainless call. I just knew it wouldn't hurt him if he didn't make it.
Back to the phones we go. I kind of have a soft spot for Josh Dobbs, who's played so hard, but he's going to lose his job. I mean, it's just the way it is. You can't connect. And I love him. He's a great kid. But I told you this was coming. I told you this week this was coming. I didn't think they'd lose tonight. I didn't think in a million years they'd lose tonight. In fact, I thought they'd blow
it. When do you do it? When do you think it happens?
You got to get past Alabama. Get past all that. Let's go to the phones.
Wow, that's when we make a quarterback change. Yeah.
Dooley would throw us.
That's when we make a quarterback change for whatever reason.
I would have broken him in starting tonight. I said that earlier in the week. I'd give him a series here or a series there and just kind of let him get his feet wet. And let Dobbs keep playing. Maybe you could figure out a way to combine the two. Other staffs have done it. Butch Jones' ability so far to think outside the box is like me trying to solve Rubik's Cube. Bro, it ain't happening. I mean, there's boxes there, but he's not thinking outside of his, and I'm not solving Rubik's Cube in my lifetime. Let's go to the phones and get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Is it me?
It is you. Welcome in.
I wanted to be first tonight because I needed to vent.
Go right ahead. It's all you.
I won't cuss. I dialed the phone as soon as the fourth down pass went incomplete because I knew the game was over. But you know what? I could have dialed the phone at halftime because it was over at halftime. When we dominated the first half and were tied at halftime, you knew the game was over. Did we? Did you not think the same thing?
The way they were running the ball there, the way they had gotten untracked, the way it was downhill, the way he called time out there, that was one of the odder pieces of coaching you'll ever see. No offense to him.
No, I don't even blame Butch tonight. I really don't. I don't think he did anything stupid. We just got beat by a better team tonight. You know? And by the way, thank you for taking it for the Tennessee fans. When I sat here and heard that Gilmore guy say that, I wanted to throw up. What does he know about Tennessee fans?
Well, you know what he had? It was obvious. He sat down with Butch Jones this week, and he cried to them. This is obvious, okay? He cried to them about how he's been mistreated this week and how much pressure's on him, and they literally did everything tonight but get down and pray to his statue. I mean, they sat there at one point and said, coaches from all over the country were calling Butch Jones and telling him that they would have done the exact same thing. No, they wouldn't have.
No, they wouldn't have.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. And I hope it gets back to those two morons that I've called them out. And I say that's moronic. They behaved like morons tonight in that booth.
They did.
You know what coaches called him and told him they would have done the same thing?
Who's that?
Whatever coaches we've got left on our schedule.
Great point, Bino. Thank you.
Listen, Tony, I know you got a million people calling. I'll just say one more thing and I'll let you go. I'm 61 years old. I graduated from UT in 1976, and I don't know how much more I can take. We are 2-3 with a team that's better than Florida, and those jerks are 5-0. Can somebody explain that to me?
And they're terrible.
They're terrible.
They're terrible, and they're 5-0.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Bino, expound on that.
Tony, I told you last week, they're not terrible. They've still got talent on that roster down there. They had an idiot coach. Now they've got a guy who at least has coached, has proven he can win some football games somewhere else, and has an idea of how to run an offense. We just launched them.
Of course. That's our role in the league. We are now an opponent.
The launching pad.
Butch Jones is
Cape Neyland.
What did you call it?
Cape Neyland.
Back to the phones we go. Hello and welcome to our next caller. Hey, Philly, get in here, man. How you doing?
Hello,
Philadelphia.
Guys, all I can say is I heard Russell say earlier, I'm just numb now. I kind of can't believe, but I sit here and just watch this. I knew what was going to happen. But the bottom line is he's going to have to go, and I hope this coup d'etat that Fulmer's got going on, Tony, you probably know about it. You think they can get it done, get Hart and Butch Jones out of here?
No, not going to happen, Phil.
You don't think it'll happen?
No. First of all, Dave Hart gave him an unbelievable raise, and he has a tremendous buyout at the end of this season after beating that Iowa team that, by the way, speaking of an upside-down football world, I think that Iowa team went to 4-0 after today, or maybe 5-0.
5-0, I believe.
5-0. Now, there are five teams out there that are slower and whiter than them that they can beat, including Wisconsin. I mean,
what? If we get the Big Ten, we might win a game or two, you know?
Oh, God, we'd kill it in the Big Ten until the fourth quarter. We'd have trouble closing.
But this is the worst pass game I've ever seen in the history of Tennessee football. We've never been this bad passing football.
Yeah, they have to do something. They have to do. It's not fair to the kids on the team. They've got to do something. It's not good.
But the receivers are no good either. I mean, what do you do?
No, they're dropping balls. There's no doubt about that. Preston Williams tonight had a very humbling evening, I would say, for him. Josh Smith made some big catches. Wolf made a huge catch down the middle. Tennessee, though, just unable to get vertical all night. Phil, the numbers don't say what the numbers say. He was 20 of 36 for 232 tonight. But truthfully, if it's third down and 10 or longer, you're not getting a first down with our offense. You're just not. You have, on that 4th and 13 at the end of the game, you have no chance of converting that. None.
No. No. You try to get half of it. We didn't do that. I don't understand. I mean, well, I was about giving up on UT Athletics. It's sorry. I mean, we're terrible and everything. I mean, you know, it's just beyond me.
How about
Here we go. We got some Butch quotes. Here we go.
Channeling his inner Philip Fulmer quote, there is no magical potion or cure. That Fulmer was talked about pixie dust, right? There was no magic dust that he could sprinkle on it.
Speaking of Fulmer,
no magic potion.
Guys, I thought last night, and I really thought this because I'm a magical thinker. I don't know. I'm naive and a magical thinker, but I would have thought that when Philip Fulmer and Johnny Major shook hands last night at that event for Doug Dickey, with Doug Dickey behind him, all three of those guys together.
He's like Jimmy Carter brokering the Mideast. He had Arafat and
Menachem Begin.
And,
I would have thought, I would have thought, Philly, that that would have broken our whatever this is curse that we've been under.
Yeah.
But no, we can't have nice things here.
On top of that, I mean, I tell you what, we need, if we can get rid of Johnny Majors when it's heyday, why can't we get rid of Butch Jones now? This guy's never going to win.
You don't know
it's
that.
Obvious.
You don't know
he's
that.
He's never going to win.
Phil, you don't know that.
It is over! Over! Over!
thank you, Phil. This show just makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could just end right there. I mean, that I think that's going to sum up the next 3 hours.
you know, Tony, I've said it 100 times now. I'll stand by it. Personally, I don't feel like that you should fire anyone in less than 4 years, yep, unless there's some impropriety, something illegal going on, or the guy's just totally inept. And I don't think any of those things have happened. But in the age of, I don't feel good going forward, even though I'm saying that I don't think we should fire him at this point. I don't feel great going forward, but in the age of the $3, $4, $5 million football coach, I don't blame anyone for thinking if you can't get it done in 3 years, get them out of here. I don't blame anyone for that line of thinking.
Butch Jones just said a moment ago, I think we've been set back by depth. Do we want to take this live? I could take it live right now. I really don't.
Absolutely not.
I can't do that.
To the phones we go. 865-200. God bless Butch Jones. He's got quite a task in front of him here. I want him to get it back. We want him to get it back. I'm cheering for him. We're rooting for him. Tennessee has held at least a 13-point lead in two of its last three games, and they're now 2-3. Actually, it's been 3 of 4, and they're 2-3. How about this one? All Power 5 teams that have held a 13-point lead are 157-5. The three losses are... Three of the five losses go where? Where are they? In Knoxville. Knoxville.
Cape Neyland.
Back to the phones we go. Bino, when third down for what comes in the stadium, you get excited about it? Because you know a stop's coming from our defense. We're getting off the field. Back to
I like how they were playing it as Arkansas was running out the clock, as if they were going to run another play.
Like, what the hell? I mean, they did. They played third down for what? Like,
as they're kneeling on the ball.
The guy working the elements over there, or the gal, has the situational awareness of Butch Jones. That's such a great point. Poor Butch Jones. Butch Jones just said that it's about depth, that we lack depth.
He lacks depth of thought.
When you look up there, is it unfair of me to say that the only spots that we may be developing any football players in the time that they've been here are running backs and defensive linemen? I don't really see any development of football players anywhere else. Now, our offensive line's been better, especially in the run game, than I thought they would be, but just development of players, I'm not sure anyone other than Stripling and Gillespie are doing that.
Back to the phones we go. I think that's a great point. Back to the phones we go. And there's a lot of talent over there. Back to the phones we go. Smartway, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? It's Sean and Callie.
Hey, Sean and Callie, get on in here, man. Hello.
Hey, hello. Wish you gentlemen a good evening, even though it got off to a bad start. But, hey, I know there's going to be a lot of calls, and rightfully so, for Butch leaving. But do we really want Hart with another head coaching candidate? Head coaching
absolutely
job?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Dino. This is what we ought to do, because if you look at all the major sports in Tennessee, baseball, basketball, women's basketball, football, it's all gone downhill. Women's basketball, you can give them a pass because we have the Peyton Manning of women's basketball, but it's got to start from the top.
No, it's so well put. Dave Hart's bungled everything. In fact, who's the guy that he really tried to hire? Let's just say this tonight. We're going to blame Butch Jones for this, and all he did was pluck Butch Jones from Cincinnati when he was about to get the Colorado job, where it would have been the same thing for Butch Jones.
Charlie Strong or Gundy would
Charlie
be the same.
Charlie Strong was his guy, and they'd be in the same spot.
Gundy too.
Because Charlie Strong can't do it.
No.
They despise him at Texas. They got housed today and run. And the only time I would want Dave Hart helping me with a selection is if I were trying to find the purple pill. Or the little blue pill, The little blue pill.
What?
You know, the thing that kind of gets... If I was looking for some hair product, I might want Dave Hart to help me. Of course, I'm not even looking for hair product the way this is going for me right now, Sean and Callie.
How can you? I don't think I would trust it. I mean, me, I'm in the desert, so my hair is pretty short. But, we ought to get a new AD. Let him, because you guys put it perfectly, 4 years minimum for any head coach. You have to. Otherwise, nobody worth their salt to coach is going to want the job.
The thing about it, and Bino, you know this. I mean, Hart is Jimmy Cheek's guy. This is the guy he brought in so that he doesn't have to fool with any of this sports nonsense, so he can continue his quest to make Tennessee a top 25 public research institution, which they're actually going backwards in the polls. But, he's not going to fire Dave Hart. And if he did, can you imagine the boob he would hire to replace him?
Well, how about Willingham a few years ago turning down the job? Look what he's doing now over in Utah.
Well, I mean, where is the leadership in this state? You know, boosters, influential people of means who want to see the university do well, the governor, the board of trustees. Where are the people who had the power to do something, step up and say, this crap isn't going to be tolerated anymore? Jimmy Cheek, Dave Hart, get the hell out of here. We're bringing in Tennessee people who care about this place, who are in it for the long haul and the right reasons, and are going to make competent decisions.
It's all missing. I mean, all of it. And it starts from the top down, like you guys have been saying. So I know you guys got a lot of calls tonight, but I just wanted to say that. And Quentin's got to be the guy coming up here. I mean, after Bama, you can't throw him to the wolves against Georgia and Bama. That's just asking for trouble. But, I mean, you saw what happens to one phase of offense with Georgia and Bama today. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Thanks for taking my call tonight, gentlemen, and y'all have a good night.
Thank you. And how about those poor Georgia fans? They haven't even pretended to contend ever for a national title or a playoff or anything since Rick's been down there. He's won so many games, and you knew that the weather was bad, Beano. But here's a guy, and I love him as a person. But man, when they throw a stinker up, brother, I mean everybody runs for air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's coming.
Yep.
As I was thinking during that call, if the first three on Hart's list were Strong, Gundy, and Jones, how bad must that fourth and fifth guy be? Good grief.
Boy, that'd be a great show topic.
Is Troy Calhoun still on the list?
Who were 4 and 5? My favorite Tennessee story of the last 10 years of this since Mike Hamilton pulled the trigger on Fulmer, which I was against. The whole, we all were for firing Fulmer.
Oh yeah,
everybody involved was for firing him, and I think he was sick of it at the end. Everybody was sick of it. Let's just be honest about that. The problem is that we had a guy in Mike Hamilton who literally went down and told Gary Patterson. And I got this from R.J. Choppy, who does radio in Dallas, who's a Tennessee grad. He told Gary Patterson when he lost out to Dooley, why didn't you give me a chance? He said to Mike Hamilton. Mike Hamilton said, well, in our opinion, where you are is kind of a mid-major type job, and we see you as more of a mid-major coach.
That's great. How about this from Butch Jones?
Okay.
Says, quote, when you don't have Pig, Marquez, and Jason Kroom, and Jonathan Johnson, that's going to set your pass game back.
Poor Butch just sudden. Beano, the one thing about him is he's got so little self-awareness, he just will not shut up, will he?
No.
He's never heard of letting it breathe, has he?
No. No. He's done himself almost as much damage on Saturday nights and Monday as he has during the game.
Back to the phones we go. Bill Morgan said this is why Janzik and Martinez were fired from Georgia. I don't know. I mean, I'm not real happy with the defense, but when you can't throw the ball downfield. And look, here's the other thing about this guy's offense, because I saw it at Cincinnati with quote-unquote quarterbacks that function. They don't believe in attacking downfield. And this guy doesn't let his quarterbacks audible. And Chip Kelly in the pros is the exact same way. He does not let Sam Bradford call audibles. And in Philly, they're just like aghast over that. These new modern coaches, Beano, you know today why it was kind of refreshing to watch Alabama and Georgia play for a half? Because they were actually playing football. Did you guys notice that? I mean, I hate to sound like an old man, but it didn't look like some damn video game like these offenses do now. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do I know? Of course, we got to get somebody that's not even good at it. We couldn't have gone and gotten TCU or, again, I'm editorial.
Well, we've gotten to the point, Tony, where it's just basically loser syndrome. I mean, you get a 14-point lead and your defense basically angles and poor tackles it away. Yep. And then they get big stops at the end, and your offense is anemic. Whatever has to happen right now for Tennessee to lose the football game, that's what's going to happen.
Let me go back to our phones, get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Behring, Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Mr. Boslow.
Hey, get on in here.
Hey, Kateroff, Kentucky, man. That game was brutal. Total embarrassment.
Total embarrassment. And then you have, I'm watching Notre Dame right now make a comeback on Clemson. We just had no life. There's just no life in that game tonight. Aside from that kickoff return and the early good start offensively, I didn't get a sense. And A coaching friend of mine, Bino, tonight told me, and Russell too, that our body language, when we come out in that third quarter, was all-time bad. That you could see it with our kids. And I don't know if that's exhaustion. What do you guys think that is, when the body language looks like that?
Well, it's a team that expects to lose. They're waiting on the other shoe to drop, something to go wrong. They just have zero confidence. The fan base has zero confidence. I just saw a picture of Butch Jones at his press conference.
Yeah.
And he's a man without any answers right now. And
you know, when you just cannot throw the football downfield, one negative play takes you basically out of the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many plays we had that just basically short-circuited things that we were trying to get done.
Well, your point, too, and Cage and Rob, this is a point Bino made a second ago, about a half hour ago. When a guy does what that coach did tonight, which is not a kick a field goal and take a surefire 3 points, and you don't make him pay like Tennessee didn't make him pay, you would have to go some in college football to find a place where that's the truth. Most games, the guy that does that will lose that football game. Most nights you will lose that football game, unless you're playing here right now in this stretch that we're in right now. And it beats everything I've ever seen. But of course,
it kills me, Tony. There's like no adjustments. I mean, no halftime adjustment, no adjustment.
No. And once they figured out with their two tight ends what they could do, they fed it to us, man. They just said, you're going to get you some of that. And Chip Kelly's about to do the same thing here to Clemson. It's getting ready to be 24-16. I guess they'll go for two, try and make it 24-17. 9 minutes left. Ton of time, man, when you can coach 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. And Dabo's kind of a glorified, he's kind of a glorified Butch Jones at this point, Bino, isn't he? He's a recruiter first.
Yes, he is. And here's Notre Dame kicking an extra point. They must have Jones's chart.
Wow, what are they doing? 8 minutes left, and they're kicking.
Hey, Bino, you remember at Hardee's a couple weeks ago,
That is right. Because you get to two later on. That's right.
Yeah. You don't want to give away your two there. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Bino, remember at Hardee's a couple weeks ago, I said Jones is just like John Blake. Proof's in the
truth,
pudding here, brother.
Yep.
Take care, man. He's not like John Blake. Thank you, Rob. Good talking to you.
Like,
good talking.
I told Tony earlier this week, my hopes had been that maybe even if Butch wasn't a very good game manager, he could be kind of a Les Miles-like guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not nearly the coach Les is. He's not as lucky as Les is.
Nope.
He's really more like Gene Chizik without Cam Newton.
He is. I mean, the guy's got loser luck for whatever reason. Everything Bruce Pearl touched turned to gold here. This guy is Buzz Peterson football. They are inventing ways to lose. Now, tonight I think was a pretty thorough beating, even though you had a big lead early. But they're inventing... That thing at the end of the half, I hate to belabor this point. You cannot work the ref for an extra 25 seconds and go three and out running like 40 seconds off the clock. You can't do that.
No.
There's nothing sound about that.
Well, then, and you get the gift with the fake field goal.
Yeah.
And then you come out, and you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
And you come out throwing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
what are
just
you doing?
Absolutely. As you said a billion times, Tony, just no feel for the game.
And then tonight he's up there saying he doesn't have any receivers. Hey, Butch, you had your full compliment last week.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You couldn't get a handball to one of them. You got balls for saying that.
I actually think it.
That takes a lot of balls to stand up there and say
it
that.
I actually think it was better. It was a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely!
Because they got some guys in rhythm.
Absolutely!
John Smith is playing well. Von Pearson is playing well. It would have been a detriment if those guys had been
absolutely
out there.
Absolutely. So,
you know, Tony, that box that you were talking about, thinking outside the box, this one at Jones is in. Houdini would be dead as a doornail before he got out of that thing.
Back to the phones we go. I do want to remind you, Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. Go smartway.net. Smartway is located at 8416 Kingston Pike. They got everything for your home. You're going to pay your way. You're going to be smart. You're going to buy smart. You're going to shop the smart way. Get on the road, the ownership, the smart way. Professor Smarty went to Smart Way U. So many genius things that he learned to do there. And he's going to take care of you, going to get you set up, not going to get you fed up. And no matter what you buy there, you can set your payment options and you can change them as you wish. I am not making that up. And when I say everything and anything, and you never know what you're going to find, furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, tires, and when I say cell phones, I mean Samsung, LG, Blue, iPhones, the same kind of things you're listening to me on right now. And there's Clemson with a big return. You see, the kind of stuff, we're just not here to win yet. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Let's go back to our phones. 8:54, we got an 8-point game in Death Valley, and that's a driving rain over there, and I bet those announcers are criticizing that fan base, too. They're not being loud enough. Shut the hell up. Who asked you two idiots? Shut up. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
We're working like heck.
And we're working like heck, man.
Let me tell you something. You three Warriors, I tip my hat to you guys, because this is going to be a long night. And the pain is not over for this season. Here's my point, points, I guess. This whole occurrence has happened right before our eyes, okay? Let's go back to the preseason. 1 week before we started this season, we've got key players getting hurt. I mean, seen straight out from Gone with the Doggone Wind. And then not only do we have the injuries, we've got dissension in the ranks. We've got these guys who are, bowing up, getting crazy on the doggone on the coaching staff, which, you know, it's indicative of dissension in the ranks. And then, you know, you couple those two prior factors with gross mismanagement in game time situations, which we're not going to belabor the point of the last two or the last 4 weeks, but even this evening you saw it. You factor in those three variables right there, guys, and guess what? Pain is imminent, and I guess what? Guess what? Change is imminent. And I'm not sure exactly when and where. I know if we make a change at head coach, it's going to set us back. It's going to hurt us badly. But we have got to make a change. We've got to at least strongly consider a change at the very top. And that starts with Goldfinger and certainly with Mr. Hart. It's got to come. But, hey, guys, you guys are cool. I appreciate you so much, more than you know. And GBO. I'm out.
Go Big Orange, brother. You got it. And I'm not going to let these guys destroy football season for me. I'm not. The kids play hard. They try. They took some extremely strange angles tonight to balls. I do think the future's bright. I don't know if Butch Jones is the guy to move the ball over the goal line. I'm really having my doubts. I think he's a really terrible manager of a football game. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not so sure I would want him, if I had a fast food franchise, I don't know if I'd want him managing a shift for me right now. I would say the money goes stolen at the end of the night, and it wouldn't be his fault. Or somebody would slip and fall and hurt themselves the minute that somebody spilled a drink in the dining room. I mean, the guy's luck right now, this guy is snake bit. You know, we have not said that enough. This deal right now, this guy is a snake bit coach. And you're right, Russell. Tonight he had the look of a loser looking at him tonight. And that's why I'm not killing him. I feel bad for him. And I've said that like five times now, and I'm really serious. Because he's really tried here. He's really tried.
That's what we talk about with the body language and stuff. I mean, it comes from him. You look at the guy over there, he's like that what was the Molly Shannon Saturday Night Live character, the Catholic schoolgirl, you know, sometimes when I'm nervous, I stick my hands in my armpits and I smell them like this. That's what he reminds me over there. His hands just buried in his armpits as he stalks the sideline scowling. I mean, it's like the anti-MacArthur, just the picture of pure uninspiring.
It's not leadership. It's not leadership. I don't know. It's a shame. 865-200-5402. And he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. He gets guys hurt. He couldn't afford to lose. I'm not making excuses for him. But the loss of Galdon earlier in the year is terrible. It's a terrible loss for them. The loss of Majette going down to Florida, terrible loss. In a game you still end up in the, and I'm not making excuses. This is not, I'm not being Vaquest. I'm not. The guy can't coach in game. But he just gets, he got no feel.
What are we good at?
And those guys over there, I know they're close, and I know they're connected, and I know we all like access, but geez, guys, come on.
What does Tennessee do well?
Let's be honest about it as a family here tonight. This guy has done some nice things, but at the end of the day, he's got no feel for what he's doing. None. None.
You know, the other thing is, Tony, if you're going to go up in the post game and blame depth for your problems,
yeah,
then shouldn't you also say, hey, some of that is our fault because we've had an amazing amount of attrition?
And people keep saying, I heard Mark Jones say this today, too. He's a great salesman. Stop with the, he's a great salesman. A great salesman can close. This is a guy who can't meet his quota. This is a burnout, you know? I mean,
I'm
sick of that stuff.
He can't close on the football field. Let's go back to the phones. And it's affecting their recruiting right now because recruiting isn't what it was before. They've cooled off precipitously. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I remember you said earlier in the week that this would drive you to drinking, and can't agree more because I have discovered I have not bought enough beer for tonight.
That's so true. It is so true. If the Sugarland Shine people are listening, your cinnamon has gotten me through the last three Butch Jones games. I've discovered moonshine this fall.
Good heavens, you all need to get some help. We're all going to be Otis Campbell if that's the case.
This brand of football really will drive you to drink and pull your hair out. And if you can look at me, I've done both tonight.
You know, we all know Josh Dobbs ain't the greatest thrower, but they could help him out a little bit. Why can't they play action and roll to one side of the field and let Ethan Wolf come over that way?
That's right. Little waggle. Anything.
Yeah, help him out.
How about this? The kid tonight from Arkansas is not the greatest thrower of the ball either, but they were rolling him out of the pocket, and he did some serious damage when he got outside
the
pocket.
Oh, man,
the
bootleg. I mean, Butch Jones will have nightmares about that.
He did some serious damage.
As soon as you saw that the guy had it handed the ball off, you just knew there was a tight end running free somewhere in that secondary.
And if I may interject here about how winners win and losers lose, and I'm not saying Notre Dame's going to win this game, but here's Clemson with a chance to win the game, a short field goal after a turnover. And they miss it. It doesn't even, the screen by the time the ball falls isn't even in the picture. This kick is missed so badly.
You know what's coming. This is Clemson.
Look at this kick.
Progress.
Watch where it starts out and watch where it ends up. It's not even close. It hits a camera woman back there who has her head turned. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean it.
They are playing this game in a hurricane. I mean, come on.
That's true.
Well, I called you after the Oklahoma press conference, and I told you he wasn't going to make it. And I really don't think he is because I'm not sure he's aware of the stage he's on. He thinks he's still at this is Cincinnati. That ain't going to cut it. He needs to be more aware of where he's at and what he needs to do.
Yeah, his stuff he says to the fan, to the media, to the fans, it's really wearing thin. And he needs to quit talking in slogans.
He can call us outside clutter all he wants, but this outside clutter is still going to be here in a couple of years. He'll be gone.
Yeah, it's just, again, that's just not a real wise thing to say, outside clutter. He said that last week on his coach's show. That is really too bad.
And I don't want another coaching search. I'm
dying. No. No, 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 no.
I just want somebody to do good, and that's wrong.
Yep.
This thing to go, but, you know, I just don't think he's going to make it.
No, and I don't want a coach's search, but just like Jason Swain said to me Tuesday this week on my show, in a great appearance, he said, my role and my place here, he said, and there are people on the staff angry with me over this, but my role is to the UT fan. It is not to worship the coaches. That's not our role. That is not our role.
Yeah, I always respected him, but one thing he said that made me respect him even more, he says, I like Butch Jones, but I like my credibility better.
Oh, that's a great line.
I love that, and that that him and Seth both. But
thank you, brother.
I got one more thing I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
If let's just say they got Dave Blackburn in there, could he make any headway with the, you know, the board? And any, would it help that much? Or
yes. Yes, I think tonight's game, if they don't get it turned around, Dave Hart will go. Not soon, but there's already a move afoot to get him out of there. Dave Hart, this season will not cost Butch Jones his job unless it completely bottoms out and we find out that he was wearing women's underwear like Marv Albert or something to that effect, which is not going to happen. Dave Hart,
and
we're
getting a raise instead of getting fired.
Well, we're looking at 2-5 right in the face.
Yeah, Dave Hart's going to get it because he picked fights and he was walking around like the cock of the walk, puffing his chest out because he thought this was going to be a 9 or 10 win football season. Dave Hart did, and he's going to pay for that behind the scenes. And Dave Hart should pay for that because he's never met a fight he wouldn't pick, and he's just an oddball dude, man, oddball.
Well,
and he's a bammer. Now you got other and he's a bammer.
Yeah, and he needs to go.
Thank you.
I know you got other calls, but thanks for doing all you do, guys.
Thanks for your passion, man. Appreciate you being there. Look at that interference that Clemson just got away with, and it was still should have been caught. Bino, set the tone for the people that are in their cars right now. Notre Dame, I'll do it, is sitting on the 12-yard line, second down and 10 with 2:18. They're not only going to score, they're going to score with a ton of time left. In fact, they might score on this play. Notre Dame. Oh, he fumbled the ball. Are you kidding me? He fumbled the ball. He was going into the end zone, and he fumbled, and Clemson has it back. Wow. How about Dabo tonight? How come we can't get any luck like that? How come we can't get any luck like that?
If you look
damn it.
In Brian Kelly's tenure at Notre Dame, turnovers are a huge issue. Huge.
Bino, he's going into the end zone here. They've got a great play set up. They run a drag. The zone is wide open.
Greedy.
He's going to walk in. He's
trying to score. Should have just gone down.
Should have just gone down, and there goes the ball. Oh. Let's go to the phones. Looks like Clemson might win a game, but
they're at the shadows of their own goalposts.
Yeah, they still have to
move it.
A lot has to happen.
Has two timeouts.
A lot has to happen.
They'll figure a way to Clemson this one away.
Go back to our phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony?
Yes.
Wow, child.
Hey, welcome.
Long time, no talk, brother. Tell you what, it's the passion, man. It's the passion on the sidelines. It's the passion with the coaching staff. You see it. You talked about it. The crossed hands on the chest. What's that about, man?
That's a guy that's so uptight he can't breathe, quite frankly.
The players run off coaches' emotions. Football's about emotions. And in 3 weeks now, we've let it happen. We just let it happen. And he don't do anything about it. I'm not saying the guy's got to go. But I don't know if he can finish. He can't finish. And you go up, that's 3 games. Where you're up 14, 17, and 14, and lose the game.
Guy's a horrible game manager. Now, tonight's game again, I don't really put on him, but he didn't help his cause tonight. It was a real momentum deal when Arkansas got that. I need to quit saying that because it really was a momentum swing when Arkansas tied that game before halftime. You don't, when you know that you can't throw the ball and you're not moving the football, and you should feel fortunate to have a 17-14 lead, why is he take the time to whine to the refs about trying to get 30 seconds back and then going 3-and-out? Who does that? Would you explain that to me?
I don't know. It's him. He does it all the time. He constantly calls bad timeouts. He constantly argues over the stuff. Why aren't you on the field against the in the swamp, fighting for your time back there? I mean, why? I don't know why you're not fighting for the 9 seconds that they lost on the first down. And yet you're going to cry about some time tonight? And you're going to walk around on the sidelines back and forth while your team's getting ran all over and not show any emotion? Not try to fight your team back? I don't get it, man.
Yeah, and here's the sad thing. I don't think right now, with Dave Hart over there, you don't have a strong enough AD to shepherd him through this, because Dave Hart's a basketball guy, and he's never been through anything like this.
Why not be your own man? I mean, he acts like a nut at practice.
He acts
like a freaking maniac at practice.
How do you know that?
Yelling.
You hear it.
You hear how he acts like a crazy man at practice. He's all over the field. He's got